Hello, welcome to this episode of the Seven Lakes High School podcast. My name is Grace, and today we're sitting down with the captains of our color guard team here at Seven Lakes. So would y'all like to go around and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Martha.
Hi, I'm Rihanna.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
All right, well, would you like to let everyone listening, would you like to let them know kind of what color guard is?
So color guard is like based on flag and like dance and rifle and saber. And it's just like a team that like does all those types of equipment. And we do like on the field. And then during winter guard, we do it's indoor and it's only with the guard. But during marching band, it's like with the band also.
Yeah, basically during the fall season, we just contribute like extra color and visual aspects to the marching band. And then in the winter, we go indoors and we perform on like a tarp with our own music from like a soundtrack. And it's similar to like a dance competition almost, like it's in a gym. And we do it on our own without the band in the winter.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people are aware of like seeing y'all at the football games and they see you performing with the band, but I don't think that people are as aware of like this is an activity that goes year round. So would you like to maybe talk a little bit about how you all specifically got into color guard and what about it you sort of like to do?
I joined in eighth grade in December, I think, and my mom signed me up for it even though I don't really want to do it. Yeah, I went to the first practice and I basically fell in love with it and I've done it ever since.
My brother was in marching band before I was in high school, so I basically got to see the marching band perform when I was in middle school. And I did dance before and I wanted to do something in high school, and being with my brother was something that I wanted to do, so I joined color guard.
Yeah, my story is kind of similar to hers. I did dance my entire life, but then my sophomore year, I was like, oh, I'm kind of sick of this. Like, I want to do something different. And a lot of my friends were in color guard, and so I joined my junior year just to, like, try it out. And I ended up falling in love with it. And it's something that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So
nice.
Yeah, the higher teams usually come in, like, they recruit middle schoolers, and they come to the middle school. And I remember my sixth grade year, and, like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, this looks so cool. Like, I want to do it. So I've been doing it ever since sixth grade, and it's been, like, something I've loved to do.
Yeah. And is this something that y'all can do in college? Are any of y'all planning on doing that?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You can do it in college. And then also, it's kind of, I like to call it professional marching band to people who aren't like familiar with it. But
oh,
in the summer,
I've seen that.
Yeah, you can march. It's called drum corps. And so it's essentially a professional marching band. And then obviously you can go on to be like a director and have your own little group. So
That's so cool. Yeah. So do y'all want to talk about the specific awards that our color guard team has gotten here? I know y'all were saying something earlier before we started the podcast about Katie Marching Fest.
Katie Marching Fest is, it happens every year. It's every school from Katie ISD, and it normally falls around homecoming, which is why we don't go. The past 5 years we've won it, and the last two we've won best color guard.
Nice. I mean, we're Seven Lakes, we're the best.
Yeah.
kind of have to. Yeah, and it is such a big commitment. I think people talk a lot about how, like, oh my gosh, the band kids never have free time. They're always busy. Like, y'all are at BOCO. Y'all can't do this stuff either. Like, it's a lot, but I'm sure, I mean, obviously y'all have been in color guard long enough to be captains, to be in leadership positions. Y'all must really like it. Do y'all want to talk a little bit about, I don't know, like, the community of the team and, like, how just the impact that being on color guard and being around all these other girls has had on you?
Yeah, I think it's been awesome. It truly does feel like a family, and I enjoy being in a leadership position because you kind of get to be a mentor to the younger girls, because we have a middle school program, so there's like little baby sixth graders that they look up to you, and they're like, oh, like, I want to be like them one day. And it's just really endearing to get to inspire these younger girls and then the older girls to help them kind of reach like our level of skill and our level of confidence. It's a nice experience to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also hang out outside of rehearsal. Like, we like to plan socials and hangouts so we can bond more as a, not just a team, but more as friends and family.
Yeah, and on to some recent activities y'all have done. Y'all were just in Austin for a competition. Would you like to speak about that?
Yeah, it was so much fun, and it was like such a great experience overall with the team, like being all together and like getting to bond in like a different environment other than like just being Katie. And it was a 2-day competition, which is like so stressful and like so much hard work that went into it, and like waking up super early and rehearsing in the hotel parking lot, like but it was just definitely like an experience. Like overall, like we did so good the first day, and then the second day was even better. Like mm-hmm. our director was so proud of us, and like we are so proud of our team too, like just seeing how far we've come from like the first rehearsal, and like not even knowing like what our show's gonna be and like how it's gonna be and who's gonna make the team. But like it was definitely like an experience.
Yeah. Sorry, if I can add something. This competition, sorry, I'm going to move this. This competition was a big deal for us because we went to the same exact one last year, and we had gotten either 11th or 12th place, so like kind of at the bottom. And then this year we had like a brand new team. There were only two returning varsity members, we were like rebuilding everyone. And we came home with 4th place, and it's one of the hardest competitions like in the country.
Nice.
So it just was, honestly, it felt good for us, not only because of the placement, but I certainly felt like I did a good job leading this new team, and I think it spoke for us that we did a good job helping.
We also broke 80, didn't we?
Yeah, we got over Austin. 80, which is like, it probably doesn't make sense, but yeah, it's a big deal to make 80 as our score. So yeah.
Nice. And color guard is obviously a very athletic activity. I mean, y'all are like swinging flags around and throwing. I don't even know what they're called.
And the technique that goes behind it is not just like tossing and like catching it. It's like how you look under it and like your underbody. Mm-hmm. And our director would always like talk to us about the underbody and how like elegant you look. And, you know, you can't be looking like weird because then it like makes the toss not, you know, look right.
Yeah. So it's a workout, but it's like a workout that you have to look really good while doing, right, which is not an easy thing to do. Do y'all want to maybe talk about how you prepare, what rehearsals look like, what goes into all that?
Sure. So we start like rehearsing in the summer, and we do like a June camp, and we just do technique, and we do like baby steps, and then we have band camp, which starts in like ends of July and beginning of August, and that's when we start to learn our spirit show and football games and our competition show. And we usually learn our drill first, which is just like where we move around on the field, and then we learn our choreography, and then we put it together, which is sometimes hard, but it's usually easy.
Yeah, sometimes the choreo doesn't go with our drill, and we like look at our director and we're like, what? Like, it doesn't go.
No, yeah, the past 2 years or past 2 shows, I have had like stuff where I have to be like spinning and dancing, and I'm running from like the back sideline of the field all the way to the front, and I'm like, this is not humanly possible at all. Like, y'all have too much faith in me. I don't know what's happening.
Is there anything that you want to let people know about color guard, maybe if they don't, like anything that would maybe surprise people?
I think just like the work that goes behind it, because I know there's people that are like, oh, like band kids, color guard kids, like, oh, they're just like on the field playing an instrument, spinning a flag. But like, honestly, it's really cool, and there is a lot of hard work that goes into it. So I just want people to kind of have an open mind to it, and just, it's more than just spinning a metal pole around. There's a lot more elements to it, and it actually looks cool. I mean, I think our shows look cool, but I'm probably biased. But
if you
look at like professional, like drum corps, like it's an awesome thing to do, and people just need to have an open mind about it and just see the hard work. I mean, you can see us in the parking lot while people are going to the football games, just spinning our stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like rehearsals are so long, and like we sometimes dread it, but like then like we see the outcome and like the competitions and how well we do, and it's just like, yeah, it's so worth it at the end of the day. Overall, it's just like a fun experience being with a team, and like the impact that we make in each other's lives. Like, I can like still remember, you know, like joining the team and like not knowing everyone, and now it's just like, now it feels like a family.
Yeah, it's great to have like a centralized kind of support group, especially when you're like a girl going through high school.
Right.
Like, teenage girlhood is not the easiest thing you will ever experience. It's fun to have a little community.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us and being on the podcast. And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.